Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM. Autopsies are scheduled for today on two people killed in a shooting in Chicago's Chinatown neighborhood last night. WBBM's Nancy Hardy has the story.
Officers found two people shot when they responded to 24th and Normal last night just before 10 o'clock. Police say one man or young man was outside the townhome with multiple gunshot wounds. He was pronounced dead at the scene, while a second man or young man was found in the back of the home with a gunshot wound to the shoulder. Paramedics took him to the hospital in critical condition. He died there. Police believe the shooting happened inside the home. No one is in custody. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
One person is dead and dozens of people are displaced after a massive fire in an apartment complex in far northwest suburban Woodstock. Fire crews were sent to the two-story building on the 700 block of St. John's Road just after 10 o'clock last night. Officials say the quick-spreading fire, which was raised to a 5 alarm, caused significant damage to at least a dozen units at the building. The person who died is only being identified as an adult male. The cause of the fire remains under investigation.
A Mount Prospect man is charged in connection with the death of his ex-girlfriend, whose body was found in a forest preserve over the weekend. WBBM's Mike Krauser joins us live with a Newsline with the details.
23-year-old Italia Pichetta Martinez was reported missing on Saturday. Her ex-boyfriend, 26-year-old Juan Pio Toto, according to police, admitted they had an altercation earlier that morning. He said she fell and hit her head and died. Police say he admitted he took her body to the Bussey Woods Forest Preserve. At this point, he's charged with felony concealment of a death, and he's free on electronic monitoring. That's not the end, though. More charges could be filed. They're waiting for an official ruling on the cause and manner of death. Live, Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Happening now, the Chicago Fire Department is holding a ceremony at this hour to honor firefighter EMT Andrew Price. The 39-year-old Price died last November as a result of injuries he received when he fell through a shaft in a burning restaurant in the Lincoln Park neighborhood. The ceremony is being held at the Quinn Fire Academy on the 500 block of West Dacoven. WBBM's Carolina Garibay is there, and she will have more on the event throughout the morning.
There are new concerns about Mayor Johnson's 2025 budget plan, particularly concerning the police department consent decree.
We strongly urge the city leadership to reconsider these proposed cuts. Compliance with the consent decree is not optional.
The mayor's proposed budget, which would slash staffing at the Office of Constitutional Policing and Reform by close to 60% and cut some officer training, was brought up numerous times during a meeting on the consent decree. Kate Pinella is with the Illinois Attorney General's Office.
The progress I have highlighted today depends on CPD having the resources necessary to do the steady, quiet work of reform.
Police Superintendent Larry Snelling says he will continue to fight any cuts to the department's progress.
I don't want to break that momentum, and I want to make sure that we keep going in the right direction.
Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Meanwhile, the mayor says he is willing to work with city council members who say they want to lower or eliminate the proposed property tax increase he's proposed. A majority of the city council has already set a special meeting this week intended to vote down that tax increase, and they've extended budget hearings into next month to allow for changes to the plan. By law, the city must have a balanced budget by the end of the year.
An apparent case of mistaken identity led to a lot of damage to a business in DeKalb County. A spokesman for the Blue Moon Bikes in Sycamore, Dan Sibley, says a large deer apparently saw its own reflection in the shop window and attacked the other deer, breaking through the glass.
The deer was okay. I mean, they got him back outside, and he took off down the street. So there was, other than some damage, nothing else hurt.
The deer managed to get into the basement of the business before being coaxed out by a conservation officer. It then ran away. A 60-year-old man is in critical condition after being shot at a Family Dollar store on the south side last night. Police said the man and two others, all wearing face coverings, entered the store near 79th and Yates. One of them reportedly took out a gun and hit an unarmed security guard in the face. Police did not specify whether a robbery was involved. As they were leaving, someone shot one of them in the chest. Police say the alleged shooter and the two people who attacked the security guard all ran from the scene.
DuPage County is looking to rideshare companies to help get people around if they live in areas with limited transportation options.
Steve Travia is a director with the DuPage County Division of Transportation. He says next year there will be a pilot program in the Hinsdale Lake Terrace neighborhood in the southeast portion of the county. He says when it comes to public transit there,
it's kind of underserved. They have limited access to personal vehicles or public transportation, and it's kind of difficult for residents in that community to get to employment centers, doctor's offices, grocery stores, and other vital services.
Travia says DuPage County is partnering with rideshare services to provide local transportation to residents of the community who sign up for the pilot program. He says if it's successful, similar programs could come to other parts of DuPage County where people don't have many public transit options. Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Time now for sports, sponsored by TimberTech Decking and Railing. Here's Josh List.
Hi, guys. Good morning, all. Thomas Brown has been on the Bears' radar for a while now. Next man up to call offensive plays, promoted to OC to replace the fired Shane Waldron, and right into the fire with Green Bay coming to town.
Matt Eberflus and the Bears interviewed Brown for the offensive coordinator job this winter. They passed him by, but brought him on as pass game coordinator.
Between him, Shane, and Chris is going to be a really good dynamic for the offensive staff.
Shane's gone now. Chris is O-line coach Chris Morgan, whose hands are full with injuries. So Brown steps in mid-season to call plays, just like he did last year in Carolina after the Panthers started 0-6. He had a rookie quarterback then, too, Bryce Young, who threw for only 5 touchdowns from the time Brown took over. Covering the Bears, Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Notre Dame comes in at number 8 in this week's college football playoff rankings and would play at number 7 Tennessee in round 1 if the season ended today. Unbeaten Oregon remains number 1 ahead of Ohio State, Texas, Penn State, Indiana. Northern Illinois has a date with Akron and DeKalb tonight. Nick Martinelli lights out 10 of 14, 27 points. Northwestern in a bit of a squeaker, closer than expected, tops UIC 83-74. Zach LaVine plays another game back from a strained adductor when the 4-7 Bulls go at the 5-5 Knicks in New York tonight. Tuesday, Friday, NBA Cup games mean colorful courts around the NBA up in Milwaukee on a blue court with silhouettes of giant deer antlers opposing each other. The Bucks truck the Raptors by 14 points, 99-85. Giannis with 23. LIV Golf is coming back to Bolingbrook for a second year next August. Josh List, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Illinois Senate is considering legislation to increase the amount of money the state pays to people who are convicted of crimes they did not commit. The person would have to be pardoned by the governor or granted a certificate of innocence. The bill is supported by Dr. Cornell Darden Jr., chairman of the Greater Chicagoland Black Chamber of Commerce.
We can't put a real price tag on treating a citizen that way, but we can start moving in the right direction to do everything we can to compensate someone for suffering through those types of. So adequate, equity, those types of words are tough words to use, but we need to move in the right direction.
The bill has already been approved by the House.
A shopping mall in the western suburbs is celebrating its completion of a $9 million upgrade. Officials say the renovations at North's Riverside Park Mall at Harlem and Cermak include updated and modernized flooring, ceilings, and a new main entrance. The renovations at the 1.4 million square foot mall are being unveiled during a ceremony today.
Alternative rock band My Chemical Romance has announced a new stadium tour, and Chicago is on the list. The band's long-lived The Black Parade tour will include 10 stops, including Chicago's Soldier Field. That's coming up on August 29th. Tickets for the show go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. A judge has granted the parents of a woman found dead in her husband's South Loop apartment building custody of her body. WBBM's Nancy Hardy has the details.
A Barron County, Michigan judge has awarded the parents of Caitlin Tracy exclusive control of her remains, allowing them to make funeral arrangements. The body of the 36-year-old woman from New Buffalo was found 2 weeks ago in the stairwell of her husband's apartment building near Roosevelt and Indiana. A neighbor found her foot. Police say she had fallen 20 stories. The Sun-Times reports hours before her death, Tracy's husband had reported her missing. He was questioned by Chicago police, but not charged. Tracy filed an order of protection against him a year ago, citing abuse by him and saying she was afraid of more. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
1,700 nurses with UI Health in Chicago walked off the job this morning.
The nurses say there are several issues: pay, staffing, work assignments, safety. 88% voted to authorize a strike. Roberto Flores among them. In August, you had a 7-day strike, and this one is open-ended.
Correct, yeah. I think hospital at least got the idea that we were serious last time around. They might have dug in their heels thinking that they could just kind of make it through that 7-day strike and that things were going to go back to normal afterwards. But our membership is dead serious on making sure that they get these improvements, and we're not going to back down.
The two sides have been negotiating for about 6 months. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.